Christian fasting, introductory, making physically weak and becoming spiritually strong makes right fasting. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10, when I am weak, then I am strong. And also we read in Joel 2:13, don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. It is not imposed or forced, but opportunity, as we read in Matthew 6:16, whenever you fast. Purpose, fasting that breaks chain, frees the oppressed, and shares food with hungry. We read in Isaiah chapter 58 verses 6 and 7, the kind of fast I want is that you stop oppressing those who work for you and treat them fairly and give them what they earn. I want you to share your food with the hungry and bring right into your own homes those who are helpless, poor and destitute. Clothe those who are cold and don't hide from relatives who need your help. Aim, firstly, knowing God. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 6, you have not eaten bread. I did this so that you may know that I am Lord your God. Secondly, prayer. We read in Nehemiah 1:4, I mourned and fasted and prayed before God of heaven. Also in Acts chapter 14 verse 23, with prayer and fasting. Thirdly, humility. Psalm 35 verse 13, I humbled myself with fasting. Also Ezra 8:21, all of us to fast and humble ourselves before our God. Fourthly, we read in Psalm 51 verse 17, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. Also in Leviticus chapter 23 verse 27, you shall afflict your souls. Fifthly, Nehemiah chapter 9 verses 1 and 2, fasting and wearing sackcloth confessed their sins. Sixthly, closeness. Psalm 34 verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Seventh point, Philippians 4:12, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Eighth, for healing. Psalm 35 verse 13, when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. Also we read in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 15 and 16, and the Lord made Bathsheba's baby deathly sick. David begged him to spare the child and went without food and lay all night before the Lord on the bare earth. Among above eight, focus on your point or points of interest. Next is manner. First, after eating, not lay down. We read in 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 6 and 7, he ate and lay down, but the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, arise. Secondly, weeping and mourning. We read in Joel chapter 2 verse 12, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Thirdly, going to church. We read in Joel chapter 1 verse 14, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants. Also in Joel chapter 2 verse 15, consecrate a fast, proclaim a sacred assembly. Fourthly, appropriate to situation. We read in Matthew chapter 9 verse 15, attendants of the groom cannot mourn as long as the groom is with them. But the days will come when the groom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. Fifthly, no show off, but spiritual contact. As we read in Matthew chapter 6 verse 1, not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Also Matthew chapter 6 verses 17 and 18, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting. Next is types of fast. Number 1, super or absolute fast, which means no food, no water. As we read in Exodus chapter 34, verse 28, Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. Second point, water only fast. This is the fast for spiritual, meditative and detoxifying reasons. The 40-day fast is modeled after Jesus' time in the wilderness, as we read in Matthew 4:2, during which scholars believe he abstained from food but likely drank water. Consuming only water, considered the most traditional and physically demanding form of biblical fasting. Bible verse describing the Israelites finding no water in the wilderness, as we read in Exodus chapter 15, verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur and found no water. Thirdly, Daniel fast. We read in Daniel chapter 1, verse 16. Steward gave them simple vegetables and water. Also Daniel 10:3. I did not eat any tasty food, nor did meat or wine enter my mouth. Fourth, soul fast or social media fast. Daniel 6:18. No entertainment was brought before him. For example, leave smoking or wrong videos, etc. Fifth point, liquid fast. That is no solid food but consuming liquids like tea, soup or juice, water and fruit for nutrients and energy. Indirect references. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Sixth point, partial fast. Selective foods and times to fast. Indirect references. Numbers chapter 6 verses 1 to 4. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 3. Matthew chapter 3 verse 4. Acts chapter 21 verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25. Lent season. The Council of Nicaea officially recognized the 40-day Lenten fast as a standard period of preparation before Easter in 312 AD. Among above 6 points, select your choice. Next is duration. Firstly, 40 days. We read in Exodus chapter 34 verse 28. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. Also 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 8. So he, Elijah, got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights. Secondly, 7 days. They fasted for 7 days. 1 Samuel 31:13. Thirdly, 3 days. We read in Acts chapter 9 verse 9. For 3 days he, Paul, was blind and did not eat or drink anything. Esther 4:16. Queen Esther instructs, do not eat or drink for 3 days. Fourthly, 24 hours. You shall afflict yourselves from evening to evening. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 32. Fifthly, 8 hours, daytime. Judges 20:26. They fasted that day until evening. 2 Samuel 1:12. They mourned and wept and fasted all day. Sixthly, any duration. Joab and his brother Abishai killed Abinadab. Then David said to all the people who were with him, tear your clothes and put on sackcloth and mourn. 2 Samuel chapter 3 verses 30 and 31. Among above 6, select your convenient duration. Starting time is not clearly mentioned. Matthew 6:16, whenever you fast. Ending time is after sunset. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 35, may God punish me, David, and ever so severely if I taste bread or anything else before the sunset. Next is body, soul and spirit. Physical. Your bread, divide your means 7 ways or even 8. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 1 and 2. Cast your bread upon the waters, or you will find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 or even 8. or you do not know what calamity may happen on the earth. Intellectual. Keep away from wrong teaching. We read in Matthew chapter 16 verse 6. Jesus said, beware of the yeast, that is teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Spiritual. We read in John 4:23, the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. Also 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. They all ate the same spiritual food. Conclusion. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 5 and 7. They gave themselves first to the Lord, and even as you abound in every way. Jesus Christ crucified himself for my sins. Now I should believe him as my personal Savior and Lord. Then my good works and fasting will be acceptable to God. If not saved, then my offerings are unacceptable to God, just like we read in Genesis chapter 4 verses 4 and 5. The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. In the end, prayer, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Teach me to do an acceptable fast in your eyes. Amen.